Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与弟兄姐妹同在。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is "Come and see."
今天早上与大家互相勉励的题目是你来看。
We know that the coming week, starting from tomorrow and the whole week next week, will have evangelical service.
我们知道下个礼拜，一整个礼拜我们都有灵恩布道会。
We're trying to get people so that they can come to know the Lord and receive the gospel.
那我们会试着想要邀请。人来主面前能够领受福音。
Sometimes when we try to tell people to come, we find it's quite difficult to open our mouth.
有时候我们想要邀请人来，我们觉得很难开口。
How to tell them to come?
那我们要如何开口呢？
What should I say?
我们要说什么呢？
But the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
In John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Jesus shows us the example.
耶稣给我们一个例子。
And also in this chapter, there's a lot of evangelical example for us to follow.
那在这一章里面有很多的布道的一些例子，让我们能够学习。
And some people, after they believe in Christ,
那有些人信主之后
，they preach to other people.
他们向其他人传道。
Let's read chapter John chapter 1.
我们看约翰福音第一章
，verse 46.
46节。
John chapter 1, verse 46.
约翰福音第一章四十六节。四十六节，拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”
Philip.Tell his friend Nathaniel.
腓力对他的朋友拿但业说
So come and see.
说你来看
So today we'll use this as a topic.
所以今天我们用这句话当作题目
Sometimes you find some good deal or some good product you want to tell your friend.
有时候我们看到一些好的产品我们要跟我们的朋友说
Or you're in the shop, you tell people that, hey, try to come and see.
在或者是在逛街的时候跟你的朋友说你来看
Because seeing is believing.
因为就是眼见为凭。
And then after you see it, you have a better idea.
那你看了之后，你就有一个很好，你就知道有一个很好的概念。
Today is the same thing.
今天也是一样。
When we try to preach the gospel,
我们试着要传福音的时候
，we also tell people that you should come and see.
我们也要对人说你来看。
Now from verse 35 on, there are three kind of evangelical prospect that we can talk about.
那从三十五节开始有三种的。传道的方法。
Let's read verse 35.
看三十五节，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
Verse 36.
三十六节，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
Here is when John the Baptist, when he was with two disciples there.
这里说施洗约翰跟他两个门徒在那里。
Who is John the Baptist?
谁是施洗约翰呢
？He is to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是要为耶稣铺道路的人。
He knows Jesus is the Messiah.
他知道耶稣是弥赛亚。
And now he knows that his disciples shall follow someone better and more important than him.
所以他知道他的门徒要跟随比他更重要的人。
And at that time, John the Baptist saw Jesus passing by.
那时候约翰看到耶稣经过。
And then he immediately evangelized and testified for Jesus.
他马上就为耶稣做见证。
He said to his disciples,
他对门徒说
Look, behold, the Lamb of God.
说看哪，这是神的羔羊。
Verse 37.
37节。
Yeah, and then the two disciples of John heard about his word and immediately followed Jesus.
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
So this gives us the first example.
所以这是第一个例子。
John the Baptist preached to his disciples and his follower.
施洗约翰向他的门徒传道。
Preach to the one who is close to him or someone who trusts him.
向跟他很接近的人或是信任他的人传道。
Today is the same thing.
我们今天也是一样。
When we are thinking about how to preach to people,
我们在想说要如何向人传道。
Sometimes we think, where can I get people?
有时候我们会想，我们要去哪里传道呢
？Of course, you can go to the street, go to the SkyTrain, go to the mall, and give leaflet, try to tell people to come.
当然，我们可以到街上，到捷运站，或者是到店里去发传单。
But sometimes it's very difficult to get people.
但有时候很难找到人。
The easiest way to get people is those who follow you, or trust you, or they know you.
最简单能够找到人的就是跟一些可以跟随你的人或相信你的人。
John the Baptist, he has two disciples there.
那施洗约翰那时候有两个门徒在那边。
They didn't know Jesus.
他们不认识耶稣。
But they trusted John the Baptist.
但是他们信任约翰。
They know that whatever John the Baptist say must be correct.
他们知道约翰说的一定是对的。
Must be right.
一定是正确的。
So they immediately follow Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们马上跟从了耶稣。
Today is the same thing.
今天也是一样。
We have to testify for Jesus.
我们要为耶稣做见证。
But where can we find people?
但是我们要去哪里找到人呢
？The people who trust you, who follow you, you can tell them about Jesus.
我们可以跟随我们信任我们的人跟他们讲耶稣。
A few days ago in the Chinese Bible class, we were sharing testimony.
那几天之前在中文查经班，我们分享我们的见证。
One sister testified how she came to the true church.
那一个姐妹就见证说她如何来到真耶稣教会。
She has been a Christian long before.
他之前已经是信主很久了。
But she was not in the true Jesus church.
但是却不在真耶稣教会。
She read the Bible.
他读经。
She thinking about, wow, where can I get the Holy Spirit?
他就想我要从哪里得到圣灵呢？
Because the Bible tells us so clearly about Holy Spirit.
因为圣经清楚地讲会有圣灵。
But we don't experience the same thing.
但是他们却没有这样体验。
So one day he was in a Bible study class.
所以有一天他在查经班。
In one of the old man's old fellow's house.
在一个年长的弟兄的家里。
And then he asked the old brother.
他就问这个年长的弟兄。
Hey, where can I ask for Holy Spirit?
我可以在哪里求圣灵呢？
Because I read the Bible. Bible tells us you have to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为我读圣经的时候，他跟我说要会得圣灵。
That old man tell her.
那位年长弟兄对他说。
Oh, you want the Holy Spirit?
你要得圣灵吗？
Oh, just go to the church in Gotha Street nearby my house.
就去在我家旁边的教会。
That's the church.In this street, God of the church, they pray for the Holy Spirit.
那条街的教会呢，他们会求圣灵。
Because at that time, that old brother, old man, he always come to our church.
因为那个时候，那个年长弟兄都会来我们教会。
Even though he doesn't understand Mandarin.
虽然他不明白他不懂国语。
But he's always put on the earplug.
但是他都会戴耳机。
And he's very attentive learning the word of God.
然后他非常专心的学习神的话。
So even at that time, he has not been baptized.
所以虽然那时候他还没有受洗
，But he preached to this old lady.
但是他向这位年长的姐妹传道。
You want the Holy Spirit? You come to this church.
你要圣灵就来这间教会。
And then that old lady came to our church.
那位姐妹就来我们教会。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because she has trusted this old man.
因为她相信这个年长的弟兄。
Whatever he said have to be carry some accuracy.
那他说的应该是正确的。
So that's why she came.
所以她就来了。
And when she came the first day.
那他第一次来的时候
She's so scared about the prayer.
他对我们祷告很害怕。
Sometimes we are very contradicting, right? We want the Holy Spirit, but when we come here, the Holy Spirit, you feel scared.
那有时候人很矛盾，想要得到圣灵，但是来了看到圣灵就很害怕。
Because you never experienced this before.
因为他之前没有看过这些。
But in her heart, she prayed to Jesus.
但是在他心里就向耶稣祷告。
Jesus, if this is really your true church,
耶稣，如果这真的是你的真教会
，if this is your Holy Spirit,
如果这是你的圣灵
，at least let me in my heart, I don't feel afraid.
至少让我心里不要感觉害怕。
And then thank God after she prayed.
那感谢主，她祷告之后。
She keep coming to our church.
她就继续来我们教会。
She is not scared about the prayer anymore.
那她之后就不再害怕我们祷告。
And eventually she also received the Holy Spirit.
那最后她也得到了圣灵。
So if you look at how John the Baptist preached about Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以看施洗约翰如何传道。
He just pointed to the people.
他就指着神。
His follower.
耶稣。
Oh, behold, the Lamb of God.
那叫他的门徒说，看，这是神的羔羊。
He didn't say much.
他没有说很多。
But what he said carried the weight.
但是他说的话有分量。
And his disciple followed him.
他的门徒就，他门徒是跟随他的。
Follow Lord Jesus Christ.
就跟随了耶稣。
So today we have to preach to the people around us.
所以今天我们要向我们周围的人传道。
If you are working in a company,
如果你在一个公司工作。
You have a lot of colleagues.
你有很多的同事。
Sometimes you have good relationship with them.
有时候你跟他们的关系不错。
They respect you because you have good character.
他们尊敬你，因为你有好的人格。
Because you're honest.
因为你很诚实。
You are helpful.
因为你很会帮助人。
You should tell them about Jesus.
那你应该跟他们讲到提到耶稣。
Of course, if they have no interest, then you don't have to force every time.
如果他们没有兴趣，你当然不需要勉强他们。
But if they have the interest.
如果他们有兴趣
you have to tell them,
你就要告诉他们
oh, I found a church of God,
说我找到神的教会
where Jesus is.
耶稣就在那里
you know, many churches nowadays when they have evangelical service
那很多教会 有布道会的时候
nowadays if you look at other outside churches when they have evangelical service they emphasize who is coming this time to bring the speech
那我们看很多外教会他们布道会的时候都会强调说这一次是哪一位传道会来说
They will say, oh, it's Dr. So-and-so or Evangelist so-and-so will come
他们会说哪一位布道家会来
The picture of that evangelist or the speaker is bigger than the name of Jesus there
那位布道家的照片比耶稣的名字放得还大
Because he's famous
因为他很有名
People try to use people and a very famous speaker to attract people to come
那有人就会用很有名的布道家来吸引人。
But true Jesus Church never do this.
但是真耶稣教会从来不这么做。
Because we want to emphasize, if you want to come, you want to see the Lamb of God, you want to see Jesus.
因为我们强调的是，我们来了要看到神的羔羊，就是耶稣。
The message is more important than the speaker.
那我们所传的道理比讲道的人还重要。
That's why even in our leaflet, even in our evangelical card, we don't put down who is the name of the speaker or the preacher or the elder.
所以即使在我们传单里，我们也不会提到谁是讲道的人。
So today we want to tell our friends.
那今天我们要告诉我们的朋友。
Just like John the Baptist.
就像施洗约翰一
样。But how can John the Baptist be so sure he is the Lamb of God?
但是施洗约翰如何能确定这就是神的羔羊呢？
Let's read chapter 1 verse 33.
我们看第一章三十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 33.
第一章三十三节，我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说。你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
34节，
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
Here John the Baptist said, actually before he didn't know who is the Son of God.
那这里施洗约翰说，我先前不认识谁是神的儿子。
But there's a voice tell him.
但是有一个声音对他说。
Whoever you see that the Holy Spirit descend upon him, then he's the one.
你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是他。
So, and then on the day Jesus was baptized, John saw that the heaven was open, Holy Spirit came down on him.
那在耶稣受洗的那一天，施洗约翰就看见天开了，圣灵降下来在他身上。
And then he is so sure he is the Son of God.
所以他可以非常确定这就是神的儿子。
So today is the same thing.
今天也是一样。
If people ask you,
如果有人问你
，How can you so sure your church is the true church?
你怎么能确定你的教会是真教会呢
？I have been coming to church already.
我已经有在去教会了。
Why do you have to come to your church?
为什么要来你的教会呢
？Is your church any special?
你的教会很特别吗
？What should you say?
那你要说什么
？Even you don't know many Bible verses.
即使你圣经知道的不多。
You just say one thing.
你只要说一件事。
You come and see, there's Holy Spirit.
你来看，这里有圣灵。
Just like John the Baptist, see, Holy Spirit is upon Jesus. He is the Son of, He is the Lamb of God.
就像施洗约翰说的一样，圣灵降在他身上，他就是神的羔羊。
Today there are so many churches.
今天有很多的教会。
Which church is the right one?
哪一个教会是正确的？
You have to come and see. There is the Holy Spirit. That is the church chosen by God.
我们要来看哪里有圣灵，哪间教会就是神的真教会。
Sometimes when we preach the gospel,
有时候我们传道的时候
，some people have the idea.
有些人有些想法。
Don't pray too long.
说不要祷告太久。
You know, our prayer really scare people, right?
因为我们的祷告会吓到人。
You pray too long, they won't come.
祷告太久，其他人就不会来了。
Just use the hymn.
就唱诗就好。
Testimony.
见证。
Activity.
或一些活动。
Prayer, 5 minutes is okay.
祷告就五分钟就好了。
Don't pray for too long, otherwise truth seeker won't come.
不要祷告太久，这样慕道者就不想来了。
You scare them off.
会把他们吓走。
But actually, this is not the right concept.
但是这样观念是不正确的。
True Jesus Church from the beginning.
从一开始，真耶稣教会
from the day one of the church is established,
从它建立的开始
is by the power of the Holy Spirit,
就是借由圣灵的能力。
If people receive Holy Spirit,
如果得到圣灵
their mind is open,
他们的心就会开
they immediately understand the truth,
他们马上就明白真理。
It's even easier for them to believe and get baptized.
这样方法甚至是更容易让他们相信。
So John the Baptist tells his disciple,
所以施洗约翰对他的门徒说
Behold the Lamb of God.
看，这是神的羔羊。
Because Holy Spirit is on him.
因为圣灵在他的身上。
Another example.
另外一个例子。
Let's look at verse 39.
我们看三十九节。三十九节，耶稣说：“你们来看，他们就去看他在那里，看他在那里住。这一天便与他同住。那时约有深圳了。”
After this, two disciples follow Lord Jesus.
那之后，这两位门徒就跟随耶稣。
And Jesus tell them, "Okay, you come and see where I live."
那耶稣就说：“你们来看我住哪里。”
Verse 40。
四十节，听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
41。
四十一节，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
Okay, here tell us, after these two disciples follow Jesus, they did something.
这里提到这两位门徒跟随耶稣之后做了一些事。
One of the two disciples of John the Baptist is Andrew.
其中施洗约翰的一个门徒就是安德烈。
And right after he discovered who is the Son of God, the Lamb of God, he go to find his brother Peter.
那当他知道谁是神的羔羊之后，马上就去找他的哥哥西门。
When we think about the 12 disciples, you always remember Peter, right? Because he's the most senior, he's the representative, he's the leader.
我们每次想到十二门徒，都会想到彼得，因为他是里面的带领人。
But actually, here give us more information.
但是这里给我们更多的一些资讯。
How did Peter come to believe in Christ?
彼得是如何来信主的
？Here tell us is his brother.
这里说是他的弟弟
Andrew.
安德烈。
Go to him.
他去找到他。
And tell him that we have found the Messiah.
那跟他说我们找到弥赛亚。
And verse 42.
42节,
and then he led his brother to see Jesus.
他就领他的哥哥去见耶稣。
Wow, this is the second thing we have to learn.
这是第二件我们要学习的。
How can we preach?
我们要如何传福音
？To whom shall we preach?
我们要向谁传福音
？We have to preach to our brother and sister, relative, siblings, those who are closely related to us.
我们要向我们弟兄姐妹、我们的亲人、跟我们很接近的人传道。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they are your blood, they are your relative.
因为他们是。是我们的亲人。
They love you and you love them so much.
他们爱我们，我们也很爱他们。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象。
You receive the gospel.
你得到福音。
You receive eternal life.
得到永生。
You go to heaven.
你上天堂。
But if your brothers, your sister, your relative, your husband, your wife, they cannot be saved.
但是如果你的弟兄姐妹、你的亲人、你的丈夫、妻子没办法得救。
Will you feel happy?
你会觉得开心吗？
Of course not.
当然不会。
That's why if you still have the chance.
所以如果你还有机会
Especially when evangelical service coming
尤其是布道会的时候
We have to preach to our relative, our friends
我们要向我们的亲朋好友传道
This is very important
这非常重要
How can we preach to them?
那我们要如何向他们传道呢
Of course, we tell them just come and see
当然就叫他们来看
But verse 47 tells us a very important point
但47节讲到一个很重要的
Verse 41 tells us first he found his brother
41节先说他找到自己的哥哥。
Verse 42 said, and then he led him to Jesus.
42节说领他去见耶稣。
These two portions are very important.
那这两部分非常的重要。
You have to find your brothers, you have to know where they are.
你要找到你的弟兄，要知道他们在哪里。
Sometimes when we grow up, we don't even have good communication with our siblings.
有时候我们长大以后，跟我们的弟兄姐妹都没有很好的沟通。
Because every time you have your own family, they have their own family.
因为你有自己的家庭，他们也有自己的家庭。
Sometimes you don't call each other so much, especially you live in different country.
有时候，都不会常常联络。
Of course, if you don't have communication, you don't even know where they're living, you don't even know the situation. You say you want to preach to them, it's empty talk.
当然，如果你跟他们都不联络，甚至不知道他们住在哪里，说要向他们传道是不可能的。
If you don't talk to them for 1 year, and then suddenly you call them, hey, they want to come to our church? They say, what are you talking about?
如果你一年都不跟他们说话，突然就打过去说要来我们教会吗？他们会说你在说什么
？If you want to preach to your relative, the first thing is constantly, every month, normally, you have to already build up good relationship.
所以，如果要向亲人传道，你每个月都要与他们随时建立好的关系。
I care for them.
要照顾他们
，seeing them regularly，
要常常看到他们。
Then that's why it's easier，
这样会比较容易。
And then verse 42，
四十二节。
And then Andrew led him to see Jesus，
安德烈就领他去见耶稣。
He didn't just say， hey， Peter， you just go to Jesus yourself. Jesus is good. He is the God. He is the Son of God.
他没有说彼得你自己去看他，他是神的儿子。
He knows that by just telling him the news, he won't go himself.
他知道，如果只是这样告诉他，他不会自己去。
He has to physically go there to lead him to Jesus.
他必须要亲自过去领他去见耶稣。
This is very important.
这一点非常重要。
When we preach the gospel, it's not just I give you a leaflet and then you go.
我们传福音的时候，不是给对方一个传单就叫他去。
When you preach to a person, you have a long period of time. You spend time with him, you guide him, you bring him to the church, come together, strengthen him. There's a long process. You have to lead him to Jesus.
当你向一个人传道的时候，你要花很多的时间，跟他沟通，然后呢，带领他到耶稣面前，还要牧养他。
Especially the beginning stage is very crucial.
尤其是开始是很关键的时候。
You can't just leave him alone and let him find Jesus himself.
你不能就把他放在那边，让他自己去找耶稣。
On Thursday during our Chinese Bible study class, always we hear good testimony.
那我们星期四的查经班常常都会听到很好的见证。
We heard about a sister how he came to Christ.
我们听到一个姐妹是如何来信主的。
The sister lived in Vancouver a long time.
这个姐妹在温哥华住了很久。
But she didn't come to the church.
但是她没有来教会。
She has a sister in Taiwan.
她有一个姐妹住在台湾。
Is a true dear church member.
是我们教会的信徒。
She always pray to Jesus about please guide my older sister come to Christ.
那她总是会向神祷告说，请带我的姐姐来教会。
She always
pray to
the Lord about this.
她总是向神这样祷告。
Of course. She tell her that there's a church here.
那他跟他说这里有间教会。
But it's hard because if nobody bring her to the church, she knows nobody here. It's very difficult.
但是因为没有人带她来教会，她谁也不认识，就很难会来。
But our sister pray.
但是我们的姐妹一直祷告。
The chance has come.
那机会来了。
There's one time few years ago.
那几年前有一次。
She flew here, the whole family, they flew from Taiwan to come here for holiday.
他们全家从台湾来这里度假
，live in her sister's house，
就住在她姐姐的家里
，day and night for months。
那在在那一整个月
，always talk about God，
在好几个月都一直提到
，testify about Jesus，
向他见证神
，and then of course invite her to come to church。
那当然也邀她来教会
，bring her together，
就带她一起来
，for a long time。
那很长的一段时间
，the faith of that her own sister gradually grow up。
那她姐姐的信心就慢慢的增强。
Eventually started to like coming to church.
那最后就开始喜欢来教会。
And then her faith built up.
那她的信心就建立起来。
And then really thank God. Eventually she got baptized.
感谢神，她最后就受洗了。
So if you love your brother,
那所以如果你爱你的弟兄
，love your sister,
爱你的姐妹
，love your father, love your mother,
爱你的父亲母亲
，we have to think how can I guide them to Christ.
我们要想我们如何能带领他们来耶稣面前。
Just let another sister testify.
另外一个姐妹做见证。
How she bring her parents to Christ?
她如何带她的父母来信主
？She knows it's not easy to change them.
她知道改变他们不容易。
But with God, everything is possible.
但是在神凡事都能。
10 years ago,
十年前
，when her mother came to Vancouver for visit,
她的母亲来温哥华拜访。
Thank God during that time.
感谢神在那时候。
God have chosen her mother.
神拣选了她的母亲。
Through that half year she stayed there.
所以她在那里待了半年。
She bring her mother to the church always.
那这半年，她都把她的母亲带来教会。
God really works miracle way.
那神的作为非常奇妙。
Get filled the Holy Spirit.
就给她圣灵。
And then the mother become believer.
她的母亲就相信了。
10 years later.
那十年后。
Their parents come again.
他们的父母又来了。
This time the whole family is praying. Another target. The target is different now.
那这次的目标就不一样。
The target is the father.
那这次的目标就是他的父亲。
But the father is very stubborn.
但是他父亲非常固执。
How can he come to the church?
那如何带他来教会呢
？How can he believe in Jesus?
他如何信主呢
？Well, with God, everything is possible.
在神凡事都能。
But we just bring him here.
就把他带来。
Every time, every week, the old papa come to our church.
那每个礼拜，这个父亲都会来教会。
Come to Bible study.
会来查经。
Come to play ping pong.
会来打乒乓球。
Eventually, he likes the church.
那最后他开始喜欢教会。
God opened his heart.
神打开他的心。
No more stubborn.
他不再固执。
Believe in Jesus.
他相信耶稣。
The key point is somebody have to lead them.
那重点是有人要带领他们。
You have to create the opportunity.
你要制造这个机会。
You have to be with them physically.
你要与他们在一起。
So that's why Andrew bring his own brother.
所以安德烈就带他领他的哥哥去。
And thank God his brother Simon Peter came to Christ.
那感谢神，他的哥哥西门彼得就来到耶稣的面前。
Become a very important work of God.
那成为神非常重要的工人。
You never know whether you bring your own brother, your own relative, maybe go use him in the future to be the important worker.
那你也不知道，有可能你带你的弟兄来，神以后会用他给他很重要的圣工。
The third example.
第三个例子
verse 43,
43节又次日耶稣想要往加利利去遇见腓力就对他说来跟从我吧
continue
44节这腓力是伯赛大人和安德烈彼得同城
okay now here verse 43 tells us another way of evangelism
那43节又讲到另一个传道的方法
is Lord Jesus Christ he directly to find Philip
那耶稣他亲自找到腓力。
Jesus went to Galilee. Why he went to Galilee this time?
那耶稣为什么这次要去加利利呢
？Because he go there to choose Philip.
因为他要往那里去拣选腓力。
Sometimes very special case, Jesus directly go and talk to the person.
那有时候有一些特殊的情况，耶稣会直接去向那个人说话。
Just like Philip.
就像腓力一样。
His friend didn't preach to him.
他的朋友没有向他传道。
His parents didn't preach to him.
他父母没有向他传道。
But how can he know Jesus?
他如何认识耶稣呢
？Jesus go to find him.
耶稣亲自去找他。
Wow, this is very amazing.
这非常的奇妙。
Wow, God choose people in different miraculous way.
神用不同的方法来拣选人。
Just like 6 months ago, there was an old lady, right? Is living in our church, the same street in our church.
就像半年前有一个年长的女士，她住在我们教会，跟我们教会住同一间。
She was baptized.
她受洗了。
How she came to our church?
她如何来教会呢
？Very miraculously.
非常奇妙。
Sometimes we feel ashamed. She live in the same street, but we never preach to her. We never knock at all.
那有时候想到我们会觉得很惭愧。她住在同一条街，我们却从来没有去向她传道。
But the Lord loved her.
但是主很爱他
，choose her，
拣选了他。
She has been an idol worshipper for a long time.
她之前拜偶像拜了很久。
For 30 years.
三十年。
But she has no peace.
她但是她没有平安。
She knows that the idol can never help her.
她知道偶像不能帮助她。
Even the idol gave her power to fortune telling.
即使是偶像给她能力能够预言。
But the evil spirit of the idol tortured her, so her heart is not peaceful.
但是偶像的邪灵就是折磨他，让他的心不平安。
She decided I should worship no more idols.
所以他决定他不再拜偶像。
I should believe in Jesus.
我要相信耶稣。
But where can I find a church?
但是如何能找到一间教会呢？
Just tell her not the grandchildren, but relative young man in the same house. I tell him.
那他跟他同住的一个
find a church for me.
亲人就跟他说他就问他说：“可以帮我找间教会吗？”
And the young man just used the internet, Google. What the nearest church near is 5 4 5 8 0 Gotha Street.
那这个年轻人就上网去查最近的最接近的教会就是我们教会。
And then she decided, okay, this time I'm going to come.
那他就决定这次我会来。
And then you just walk, come here.
那他就走过来。
This the Lord directly chosen her.
这就是神亲自拣选她。
I remember the first day she came, we didn't know where she come from.
那我记得她第一次来的时候，不知道她从哪里来。
On that day, 传道娘和张传道娘sit beside her.
那一天呢，张传道娘就坐在她旁边。
Flip Bible for her.
帮她翻圣经。
Wow, she likes the church.
她很喜欢教会。
She likes the hymns.
她很喜欢唱诗。
She likes the prayer.
她很喜欢祷告。
God's word come into her heart, touch her.
神的话进到她的心，感动了她。
Even nobody preached to her, but God bring her to the church directly.
即使没有人向她传道，但是神亲自带领她来。
This is another way.
这是另外一个方法。
But even God bring people in, we have to be ready.
但即使神把人带来，我们也是要准备好。
Even that day, nobody talks to her. Nobody flip Bible for her.
那如果那天没有人跟她说话，没有人帮她翻圣经。
If nobody care for her,
如果没有人照顾她。
She come and she go, she missed the chance.
她来了又走了，就失去机会了。
We have missed the chance also.
我们也失去机会了。
So even God brings someone.
所以即使神带领一个人来。
We have to be ready.
我们也要准备好。
In Edmonton, a few weeks ago, I was there.
那几个礼拜前我在艾明顿教会。
The church member also brought us to visit a truth seeker.
那里的信徒也带我去探访一个慕道者。
She was a Caucasian.
她是一个白人。
How she came to our church?
那她如何来我们教会的呢？
Oh, this is a very miraculous way.
那是非常奇妙的方法。
Her mother, the old lady.
她的母亲。
Has been a Christian long time.
信耶稣很久了。
She read Bible.
她读经。
And she read, she discovered the Bible really tell us to keep Sabbath.
那她读经就觉得说圣经是告诉我们要守安息日。
She asked the pastor.
他就问他们的传道。
Why don't we keep Sabbath?
为什么我们不守安息日呢？
The pastor told her.
那传道对他说。
Sabbath is Old Testament.
安息日是旧约的事。
He said, No, the Bible keepers tell us to keep the commandment.
但是他说不是啊，圣经是教导我们要守诫命。
So she's not happy with the answer.
所以他对这个答案不高兴。
So she think that I'm knowing go more no more go to the Sunday church.
那他就想他不会在礼拜日去聚会。
So she go on the internet.
那他就上网去查。
To find which church will keep Sabbath day.
他就去找哪一间教会是守安息日的。
She find key in the word Sabbath.
他就找安息日这个字。
God has guided her. You know there are many websites, but God has guided her to find our church, True Jesus Church.
那我们知道有很多网站，但是神带领他找到我们的教会。
She came to our church.
他就来我们教会。
The first day she came to our church.
那他第一天来教会。
It's too early. Our brother and sister have not come yet.
太早到了，我们弟兄姐妹都还没来。
People are vacuuming, tidy up the chairs.
那还有人在打扫教会。
She said, "Oh, I want to join your service."
那他就说我想要加入你们的聚会。
And the brother and sister so amazed, so surprised. Okay, please come. You're welcome.
那弟兄姐妹就非常的讶异，就说欢迎你来。
And then she loved the church.
那她非常爱这间教
会。And also she preached to her daughter.
那她也向她的女儿传道。
Her daughter also come to our church.
她女儿也来教会。
And then when we talk to her daughter, we find out that she also needs Jesus Christ.
那我们跟她女儿讲话，我们就发现说她需要耶稣。
Actually, everybody needs Lord Jesus.
当然每一个人都需要耶稣。
So even though Lord Jesus sometimes will bring people directly, but we have to be ready.
所以即使耶稣亲自带领人来，我们也要准备好。
So next week, if you see a newcomer, a new face, you never see them before.
所以下礼拜如果你看见一个陌生的脸孔
，smile to them，
向你要向他微笑
，say hi，
跟他们打招呼
，ask them， oh， is the first time you come？
问他们说是第一次来吗
？Oh， you're welcome。
那很欢迎你来。
Even you don't know the Bible， don't know how to talk to them。
即使你不知道圣经，不知道如何对他跟他们说话
，smile to them，
你要向他们微笑
，talk to them，
跟他们说话。
Don't just hide away， say， hey， it's newcomer， I don't know。Nothing to do with me. I want to be away.
那不要只是躲起来说这我不认识这个人。
We have to be ready.
我们要准备好。
So continue to read.
那继续。
Verse 45.
45节，腓力找到拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Verse 46.
46节，拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”菲利说：“你来看。”
Okay, here is another example about evangelism.
那这是另外一个布道的例子。
Okay, Philip, he after he believed in Jesus, followed Jesus, he go to find his friend.
那菲利信主之后就去找他的朋友。
Nathanael.
拿但业。
Oh, this is very important.
那这很重要。
After you receive Christ, you have to share it with somebody.
你信主了之后要与其他人分享。
Sometimes we look at our church.Always the truth seeker, they are brought by sometimes a new member. Even truth seeker bring truth seekers.
那我们看我们教会常常慕道者都是新受洗的人带来的，甚至是慕道者带慕道者来。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because their heart is very fervent. Their heart is as zeal.
因为他们的心非常的热心。
When I was in Australia,
我在澳洲的时候
，I met a brother.
我遇到一个弟兄。
He told me.
他对我说
，In New Zealand church.
在纽西兰教会
，There is one truth seeker bring more than 10 members to come to church.
有一个慕道者带领了超过十位的信徒来教会。
Because in New Zealand, that city, there are not many Chinese people.
因为在纽西兰没有很多中国人。
There are not many Chinese restaurants too.
也没有很多中国餐厅。
But you know, Chinese people like to eat Chinese food.
但我们知道中国人想喜欢吃中国菜。
So that truth seeker came to our church before.
所以这位慕道者之前来我们教会。
Because in our church, every Chinese New Year have a big potluck, big meal.
因为我在我们教会每次过年的时候都会有很都会有大餐。
So that truth seeker came a few times.
所以这个慕道者就来了几次。
And then he tell his friends.
他就对他朋友说。
Hey, if you like good Chinese food, go to True Jesus Church. Their meal is very nice.
如果你想吃好吃的中国菜，就到真耶稣教会，他们的菜很好吃。
And then secondly, if you want to listen to the truth, you go to True Jesus Church.
那第二是如果你想要听真理，就来真耶稣教会。
It's very amazing, right?
那非常奇妙。
Two good things about TJC.
这就是真耶稣教会两点好处。
If you like good food, you go to TJC.
如果你想要吃好的，就来到真耶稣
教会。But secondly, if you really want to know the truth, you go to TJC.
那第二点，如果你想要知道真理，就来真耶稣教会。
If you don't like the truth, if you are not very serious, you can go to other denomination.
如果你不喜欢真理，你可以去其他教会。
But if you like the truth, you must go to TJC.
但是如果你喜欢真理，就来真耶稣教会。
Even he's a truth seeker, he brings so many people to Christ.
虽然他是慕道者，但是他带领很多人来到耶稣面
前。He's not afraid. He's not ashamed.
他并不会害怕，不会觉得羞耻。
But sometimes we believe in Christ for a long time, we feel afraid, we feel ashamed.
但是像有些信主很久的人会很害怕，会觉得很羞耻。
We don't have to be afraid.
我们不用觉得害怕。
You have to find the best things, the most valuable thing you have to share with people.
我们找到最好的事情，我们要跟人分享。
So he tells his friend Nathanael.
所以他跟他朋友拿但业说。
We have find the one the law of Moses been talking about.
我们找到摩西所记载的那一位。
Why will Philip follow Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么腓力会跟随耶稣基督呢？
Because he knows the Bible.
因为他知道圣经。
He look at Jesus, he compared to the Bible, it matches.
他看耶稣与他把他跟圣经比较，他觉得是符合。
He have experience.
他有经验。
He knows that this is the one the Bible is talking about.
他知道这个是经上所记载的。
But Nathanael, verse 46, the response was not very positive.
但是拿但业的反应不是很好。
What good things can come from Nazareth?
拿撒勒还能出什么好的呢？
This is a very disappointing response, right?
那这个回答非常的让人失望。
Because Nazareth was a small village.
因为拿撒勒是一个很小的村庄。
Not even mentioned in the prophets, the book of the prophets.
那在先知书里面提都没提过。
The Bible never prophesies the Messiah will come from Nazareth.
那圣经没有预言说弥赛亚会从拿撒勒出来。
So nobody even know that place. It's a small village.
所以没有人认识这个小村庄。
Can anything good come from it?
那有什么好的能从那里出来吗？
Sometimes I don't know whether you have this idea. When you talk about our church to other people.
那我不知道你们会不会有这样的想法。
They ask you, what's the name of the church?
那我们跟其他人讲到我们教会，人家问我们教会是什么教会。
Some member are very embarrassed, True Jesus Church.
那有些信徒
就很不好意思说，
真耶稣教会讲的
很快。They ask what? True what?
那人家就问他真什么？
啊、True Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会。
True Jesus?
真耶稣教会。
Is there a false Jesus? Why is called True Jesus?
有假耶稣教会吗
？Why you call yourself True Jesus?
为什么你们说是真耶稣教会呢
？Some people say, ah, just the name, just the name.
那有些人就说，哦，只是一个名字。
No, we shouldn't be embarrassed.
那但是我们不应该觉得不好意思。
But if people ask you.
如果有人问你
，True Jesus Church，
真耶稣教会
，Can anything good come from it？
有什么好的能从那里出来吗
？Are you Chinese Church？
你是中国人教会吗
？They ask different questions。
他们会问不同的问题。
Or they ask you where is your church？
或者问你教会在哪里
？Gotha Street？ Where is Gotha Street？ I don't even know there's a Gotha Street。
那这条街在哪里？我都没听过。
Some people tell me I've been living in Vancouver 30 years. I don't even know where is Gotha Street.
那有人会说我在温哥华住三十年了，这条街听都没听过。
I know all the big churches, but I don't know where your church is.
我知道那些大教堂在哪里，我不知道你教会在哪里。
At this time, how do you feel?
那这时候你会有什么感受呢
？Do you feel ashamed?
你会觉得很不好意思吗
？True Jesus Church.
那真耶稣教会。
Gotha Street.
在这条小街上。
Most of them are Chinese people.
那很多大部分都是中国人。
Or will you say?
或者你会说
，Doesn't matter，
这不重要。
You come and see，
你就来看。
Just you don't have to say too much now. You just come and see our church.
你现在不需要说太多，就来看。
I think Philip is very wise. God gave him the wisdom.
那我想腓力非常的有智慧，神给他智慧。
There's no point to debate.
他不需要辩解。
Of course, I know it's good.
当然我知道是好的。
I have seen it is good.
我有看见是好的。
You don't agree.
你不同意。
Doesn't matter.
没关系。
You come and see.
你就来看。
When you see it, it will be different.
如果你看了，你就会觉得不同。
So today, this week, what we have to do is just like this.
所以这个礼拜我们要做的就是这样。
You don't have to explain much if you don't know.
如果你不知道，就不需要解释太多。
You just tell them tomorrow afternoon there is gospel session.
就告诉他们明天下午会有福音。
Just come and see.
就来看。
Next Wednesday.Thursday, Friday night, evangelical service.
下个礼拜三四五晚上会有布道会。
Our church is different.
我们教会不一样。
Come and see.
就来看。
What difference?
有什么不同
？Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
You come and see.
你来看。
What's difference?
还有什么不同
？The truth is different.
真理不一样。
Come and see.
你来看。
I remember the sister always tell us about how she come to Christ.
那我记得有一个姐妹总是跟我们见证她如何来信主。
She was not a believer before.
她之前不是信徒。
But when she realized her boyfriend after coming to Christ has total change.
但是她发现她的男朋友来信主之后，整个人都变了。
Before the boyfriend come to Jesus, the boyfriend is so rebellious, bad temper, very bad behavior.
那她男朋友来信主之前呢，非常叛逆，行为很不好，脾气不好。
But after he come to Christ,
但是来信主之后
wow, become so gentle.
变得非常的温和。
The hairstyle change.
连发型都改变了。
Even the face is changed.
甚至连脸都改变了。
Become totally different person.
变成一个完全不同的人。
She decided.
她决定。
I must come and see what happened in this church.
我一定要来这间教会看看到底怎么回事。
And when she come to our church.
她来我们教会。
Wow, she feel the love of God.
她感受到神的爱。
The sister told her.
这个姐妹说。
Another sister told her.
另一个姐妹对她说。
Jesus love you.
耶稣爱你。
Do you know?
你知道吗
wow, her heart is so touched.
她心非常的感动。
She discovered really here, God is here.
那她发现神真的在这里。
God has changed my boyfriend.
神改变我男朋友。
God is changing me.
神现在在改变。
Really, God is here.
真的神是在这里。
So today, what we have to do is just to invite people to come and see.
所以我们今天要做的就是邀请人来看。
But the question is.
但是问题是。
Now, if we bring people here, what will they see?
你带人来这里，他们会看到什么？
We have to be ready.
我们要准备好。
If people come in, they see nothing. Of course, they'll be disappointed.
如果人家来看，什么都看不到，就很失望。
If they see the negative things, they'll be disappointed.
如果看到不好的事情，也会失望。
If you see, oh, this brother didn't talk to that sister, they're so cold, they're disappointed.
如果看到这个弟兄跟这个姐妹非常的冷淡，就会很失望。
If they come in, nobody talk to them, they're disappointed.
如果来了，没有人跟他们讲话，也会很失望。
If they come in.
如果进来
they hear the message. There's no message for them to hear. They're disappointed.
他们发现没什么好的信息给他们，也会很失望。
If they come in here,
如果来这里
nobody cares for them.
没有人关心他们。
They are disappointed.
他们会很失望。
Yes, come and see is very important.
所以来看非常重要。
But we have to make sure what are we bringing them to see.
但是我们要确定我们带他们来是看到什么。
Are we ready?
我们准备好了吗
？Verse 47.
47节。四七节，耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说：“看哪、啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
Verse 48。
四十八节，拿但业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？” 耶稣回答说：腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你。
This is very amazing. How the Lord evangelizes is different than us.
那这非常的奇妙，耶稣布道的方法跟我们不一样。
It seems that, Nathanael is coming to see Jesus, try to judge him, try to evaluate him, see what kind of person he is.
好像拿但业其实是来要看耶稣是什么样的人。
But actually, Lord Jesus see through his heart already from the first minute.
但是其实耶稣在第一眼就已经看见他的心。
First, Jesus see Nathanael from very far.
那首先耶稣在很远的地方看见他。
Secondly, Jesus see Nathanael very deep.
那第二点，他可以看见他很心里很深的深处。
Who will believe in Jesus?
谁相信耶稣呢？
Who will believe in Jesus?
谁会相信耶稣呢？
Some people like Nathanael.
有些人就像拿但业一样。
Even their mouth is very tough, they are sometimes very mean, but their heart has no hypocrisy.
即使嘴里说出一些很不好的话，但是心里却没有诡诈。
Some people are opposite, they say very nice words.
有些人是相反的，说很好的话。
Yeah, I know, it's good, but in the heart, they don't agree.
说哦，是啊，很好，很好，但心里却不同意。
But some people, their heart, their mouth, they are very mean. Sometimes they don't know how to talk nice.
那有些人嘴里常常会讲一些很不好的话，
but、
不知道如何。
But their heart have no hypocrisy.
他们不会
no bad things.
说好话，
no evil.
但心里却没有诡诈。
So Lord Jesus Christ see through him.
所以耶稣就看见他心里。
And then Nathanael was so amazed. Oh, Jesus, you knew me.
拿但业就非常惊奇，说：“你知道我吗？”
And because of this, he believed in Lord Jesus Christ.
所以因为这样，他就信耶稣基督。
So this is how the Lord evangelized to him.
所以耶稣是这样向他传道的。
Today is the same thing.
今天也是一样。
We bring people to Christ, we are not responsible whether he will believe or not.
我们带人来信耶稣，我们没办法确定说他能不能相信。
But if the Lord has chosen him,
但如果耶稣选择他，
God will touch his heart.
神会感动他的心。
He will believe immediately.
他会马上相信。
God guided his heart to believe.
神会带领他的心，让他相信。
So next week coming, we have to prepare ourselves.
所以下一个礼拜我们要预备好自己。
When we pray,
祷告。
Who can we ask?
我们要祷告，能看我们能够邀请谁来为他们祷告。
Ask them come and see。
邀请他们来看。
And ask the Lord to touch their hearts too。
那我们要求神能够感动他们的心。
Let's sing hymn。
我们唱诗。
33。
33首。